KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. We have Brian Cochran. He's a certified Kingdom advisor and the president of John Moore Associates joining us for a market update. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Jim. How's it going today?
Oh, it's fantastic. I love seeing the balloons. You know, today I got over to the office while it was still a little bit dark, so I saw the Dawn Patrol going up. You know, people don't know what that is. Those are the balloons that go up a little early before the mass ascension and check out the winds. And then all of a sudden I saw a bunch of balloons lifting off, so it was a neat morning.
Yeah, that balloon fiesta is so important for the Albuquerque economy. What a great thing to have back.
Yeah, amen to that. Reading the headlines this morning on CNBC, I was seeing that unemployment has dropped down to 4.8%, better than the expected 5.1%. But CNBC added it's the lowest employment since February of 2020. Brian, I'm confused because when you talk with business owners, they're telling me they can't find employees. What's going on?
Yeah, the jobs market is still very unhealthy overall, and still a lot of ripple effects from the pandemic showing up in the employment numbers. And the numbers we got today are part of a monthly release we get that tells us how many new jobs were created, what's the labor force participation rate, basically how many Americans are either at work or looking for work. And then we get that unemployment rate that you mentioned as well. And it's a very much a mixed report with some concerning data points.
Well, and Brian, I guess I'm confused by the math because I understood that under the previous administration, before Joe Biden came into office, that we had record unemployment, a lot of prosperity. You've pointed out that based on IRS data, that segments of our, if you look at segments of our culture by black citizens, Hispanic citizens, their incomes actually increased by, I want to say, 30%, which seemed to be really significant. And now all of a sudden we have news sources reporting that, unemployment's better than it's been since February 2020. Am I confused by this math?
So the way they calculate that unemployment rate, you mentioned the 4.8% unemployment rate that we have now, that is not necessarily telling us how many people are working. The unemployment rate is calculated by determining how many people are either at work or looking for a job. And a big reason why the unemployment rate dropped last month was that people stopped looking for work. So we have a significant portion of the population that is just simply not participating in the labor market at all. They're not working and they're not looking for a job, which is concerning because, as you mentioned, we have 10.5 million job openings in this country right now. So we have a lot of work to be done, but less people volunteering to participate in the labor force.
Mm. You used a term earlier about the labor force, the available labor force. Tell me how you reword that one more time for me.
The labor force, we run a number every month called the labor force participation rate. Mm. And that percentage of working age people that are, again, either working or looking for work. And that number went through a steady and significant decline during the Great Recession, so post-2008. And then we saw that number tick up finally, starting to tick up steadily from about 2016 to 2020 before the pandemic. And then that number plummeted again. So what's happened is there seems to have been a shift for a segment of the population where they are very content not being part of the labor force. And that's one of the concerns about the very generous unemployment benefits that were offered in response to the pandemic shutdowns was that, are we going to program a percentage of the population to never return to work? And with the very disappointing new jobs from last month, we were hoping for somewhere around 500,000 new jobs last month. We only got about 194,000. That's a very big miss. And it shows that the economy is struggling because people, for whatever reason, do not want to come back to work yet.
Well, and Brian, you're pointing all this information out because as you are helping and counseling with people and designing financial plans, this affects the investment markets. What's been their reaction to this news?
So the markets are very flat today, stock markets. However, one thing that's been concerning over the last few weeks is interest rates are starting to move up. You might say, okay, well, why is that happening? The only explanation I could give is that inflation is increasingly a concern. And so the way this compounds inflation concerns is the lack of workers creates an environment where employers, people who have jobs to fill, have to pay a higher wage to attract that minimal portion of the population that does want to work. So they're all competing for a smaller pool of potential employees. That drives wages higher, and higher wages are historically the primary driver for higher inflation. Mm. So less workers means higher wages means higher inflation typically equates to higher interest rates. And that comes down to impacting things like mortgage rates, you know, bond rates that drive mortgage interest rates. So there's a lot of ripple effects of this broken economy that we have because of the way we responded to the pandemic.
Yeah, I've had a number of realtors, this isn't on my list, but I've had a number of realtors say that in New Mexico proper, we have an increasing number of listings now available where that wasn't the case 90 days ago. So it seems like the housing market is slowing down a little bit.
Which might be healthy. It was a little bit crazy there for about 6 to 9 months where you had so many people bidding on the limited number of houses that were available. So that's another contributor to inflation was rising housing costs. But we are hoping that inflation would start to calm and some of the commodity prices that influence inflation could be leveling. We'll see. But there's a lot of other factors here. And it's all a big lesson learned from the pandemic shutdowns, that you cannot turn the economy off and then just flip a switch and turn it back on. There are significant long-term lasting effects from the way we handled the pandemic, which should be a big lesson learned as we look at potential future COVID rise or any future pandemic that could hit our country.
Brian, I want you to be encouraged that when you spend this time with us on the radio, people are actually listening. And I really was appreciating this question. I want to read you a listener question. I'll read it right off the email. The listener writes, John Moore Associates helps people manage money using biblical principles. What does retire mean to you? I sense it doesn't mean sit around the house all day and remove yourself from the community.
Yeah, so God designed us to work. That's one of the concerning parts about the employment situation. We have a lot of people not working. And I like to think of the Bible as a recipe book, and it gives us all the ingredients for human thriving. And one of those ingredients is labor and work. And so when people aren't working, they tend to not thrive. And when we see people retire, sometimes that happens as well, where they lose their purpose. They're no longer serving their community. They're no longer serving others. So when we look at retirement, we like to see that people are retiring to something, not retiring from something, so that they're maybe stepping away from a long-time career because that chapter of their life is complete. But they're not sitting around drinking iced tea on the porch, or they're not golfing every day. They're finding opportunities to continue serving one another, but maybe in a different capacity. Maybe they're mentoring people in their field where they have all this experience, or maybe they're volunteering at their church or other nonprofits. But they're still living with purpose and still looking to serve. And that's a really key aspect of retirement if you really want to enjoy retirement.
What a blessing for you to speak those words to us. I'm just encouraged myself by what you have to say there. Tell us about the information available for investors and any of our listeners, even if they're not investors. You have a lot of information on johnmoore.com for us.
Yep. Most of that information can be found on our Insights tab. So if you click on Insights on johnmoore.com, you will find a whole bunch of resources. We have a recent blog post that came up talking about how people might think of using their home equity, because that's an increasing trend right now, as well as a recent webinar we did on the topic of politics and how that intersects with markets with a really fabulous guest speaker. So great content there to continue educating yourself on money and ways to look at things I encourage people to visit that. It's a wonderful resource.
Brian, I've typed probably 4 or 5 statements you've made just in 10 minutes that I absolutely love, and we're going to post those up on Facebook for everybody to read. Again, thanks for being a blessing to us and giving us some insight that just is encouraging. And it's not complicated what you have to say to us, Brian. I really appreciate that.
That's my pleasure. This is always a highlight of my week.
All right, Brian. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.